An Oklahoma science teacher gave his high school students a challenge: think outside the box and question common knowledge. One student did just that and made a scientific discovery that changes some of chemistry's most basic principles. State Impact's Emily Windler has the story.
George Wong is modest and a little timid about his scientific discovery.
Yeah, it's exciting.
But when asked to explain the science behind it, his face lights up and he can't stop talking.
And the Schrodinger equation solves for this wave function, and the parameters depend on...
George's discovery has to do with the carbon atom and a fundamental rule in chemistry that says carbon needs 8 electrons in its outer ring to be happy and stable. The carbon atom all by itself has 4 electrons in that outer shell, so it needs to make 4 bonds with electrons in other atoms to reach that happy place. Fazlur Rahman is George's chemistry teacher at the Oklahoma School of Science and Mathematics. He says carbon's 4-bonded nature is basic chemistry. If a student turns in homework showing carbon making 5 bonds,
we'll think something is wrong with this kid because he cannot make 5 bonds. That's ridiculous.
Rahman was teaching his students about carbon's 4 bonds when he introduced a scientific paper published in 2016 by a German scientist that says in exceptional circumstances, the element can form 6 bonds.
And I talked to my students. I said, you know what? It sounds pretty interesting and intriguing. Can you guys do some calculation on it? Tell me, how many bonds carbon can make?
Rahman says it was kind of a sarcastic question. He didn't really expect a high school student to one-up a German scientist from one of the country's best universities. George, however, was motivated by the challenge. He was in his junior year and had just learned to use a supercomputer lab in Norman and figured, why not use it to tackle the carbon bonding question? But first, he checked the German scientist's work. Could carbon really form 6 bonds?
Turned out that it was in agreement with the paper.
That's science speak for yes. Next, the high school student tried for 7 bonds.
I tried multiple compounds and one of them turned out to work.
As far as Rahman can tell, this is the first time anyone, anywhere, has ever created a stable, 7-bonded carbon atom. The teacher admits he was skeptical at first.
I said, that sounds interesting. So can you show me the calculation?
Rahman says he's not an expert on this kind of chemistry, but he knows someone who is. The teacher asked Bin Wong, a chemical engineer at the University of Oklahoma, to guide George through the rest of his discovery. The OU researcher helped George check and interpret his calculations and publish a peer-reviewed paper about the discovery in a scientific journal. Since they published the paper just 2.5 weeks ago, Wong says he's gotten many calls and emails about it, including one from that German scientist who discovered carbon could form 6 bonds.
So basically, he was seeing whether there are some experimental way to verify our predictions.
Wong says the scientist wants to try and make the 7-bonded carbon atom in a lab. And if that happens, it might find use in a plastic-making process or storing hydrogen. But Wong says another reason the paper is getting so much attention, its lead author, George, is a high school student. Rahman, George's chemistry teacher, agrees.
I think few people will think that this kind of idea should come from Harvard, MIT. And it came from George Wong, who is literally, how old are you?
18.
He's now 18.
Rahman says George is exceptionally smart, but he also says young people in general are often naturally more curious and fearless in their pursuit of science.
What attracted me to teach these young people is not to teach them, to learn from them.
He says there are probably lots of other kids in Oklahoma teeming with the ability to do great things. They just need the right support and learning environment. George is about to graduate from the Oklahoma School of Science and Mathematics. He's headed to Stanford University in the fall, but says he's not quite sure what he wants to study.
I could study computer science, considering studying chemistry.
One idea he's already thinking about is technology that could streamline teachers' daily workload, giving educators more free time to tackle big questions with their students. And if he does develop it, George says he'll bring the teaching tech back to Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. More stories online at kgou.org.